Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm concerned that I may never sleep again.
Yeah, right.
I'm concerned that there may never be any sleep ever again in my life. Sunday night, I was nervous because I haven't been on the air in a few days.
And,
you know, and you kind of get going back to school again. You know what I mean? It's like, And I was all worked up about that, so I didn't sleep. I didn't get sleep till like midnight on Sunday night.
Oh wow!
Oh, you know your head's just, you know, you're going crazy. And then freaking Monday Night Football last night with my Seahawks. Good Lord! If you missed it, it was an all-time classic, and I'm not just saying that because my team played and because my team won.
It was good.
It was just a crazy game. Yeah. It was just crazy stuff kept happening.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna sleep. I finally, at about, I don't know, like 10:30, I finally was able to like
decompress.
And just, man.
It was a hell of a game, Kayla. Man, that was crazy.
You didn't watch last night?
I didn't watch because I'm in a ladies fantasy football league. And the person I was playing this week had Russell Wilson, who is the quarterback for the Seahawks, had him in her fantasy team. And I knew I was going to lose. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch this game. So,
who's your quarterback?
Tom Brady, but he was in a bye week, so I have my backup quarterback, which only got me 5 points. I don't even remember who it is. I don't even care.
Stupid. Can I tell you something also really cool? There's a group of, what do they call it? P1 something. P1 Pick'em Pals.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of the hardcore listeners that we're in a Pick'em league. So you just pick the winner. Doesn't matter about the points. You don't got to pick players. You just got to pick games. I am firmly, well, I think I'm tied, but I'm firmly ensconced in fourth place in this league.
Good.
Highest ranking man in the league.
Oh.
Top three places in our league by women. And I realize 2019, that shouldn't matter. I think it's cool. I really do. I think it's cool. And Saudi, who's in the lead, might not be able to be caught.
Yeah, and it's all about equality. I think I'm in 18th place out of 20. So,
but to balance it out, I'm in firm in last place. So just to balance
no,
out.
No, actually, he's in 18th place. I believe you're in 17th place by one game. I checked.
By the way, that's terrible because I haven't played like 8 out of 10 weeks or whatever it's been.
I don't think Spence has either.
No.
I don't think. I don't think Spence has either. I almost... Because I was distracting myself on social media yesterday during the game. I don't know why. I couldn't put my phone down while the game was going on. And I just all over social media. But because I wasn't paying attention, I almost got drawn into a hip-hop battle.
Oh, God.
I almost got drawn into what could have been a very bad situation. I'll tell you about it next. Yeah. So you guys have heard of Tyler, the Creator, right?
Yes.
He's a big star. So he throws this big rap show in L.A. over the weekend. Doesn't really matter. But they were going to have a surprise headliner.
Mm-hmm.
It was all these big artists and then ? Well, it turns out that the surprise headliner was Drake. And the crowd was not pleased.
Huh.
Drake comes out, and they're not happy. They boot him off stage.
They're expecting Frank Ocean, I guess, is what hoping, I had read.
Hoping
for Frank Ocean.
Yeah, interesting. There'd been rumors,
Tyler handpicks for this festival. It's his thing.
Sure.
He picks who he wants on it.
And everybody does it, for the most part, does it as a favor to Tyler. And so, it didn't go well. So last night, I'm messing around on my phone, just kind of trying to just, because otherwise my head would have exploded watching this game last night.
Okay.
If I would have allowed myself to fully give over to it, I would have lost my mind. And I pretty much did anyway. But in the midst of it, there's this list. which, by the way, I believe former 98.5 KLEC night guy, AD, who was really into the local hip-hop scene, I think either he had something to do with it or he knew somebody who had something to do with it. Anyway, somebody put out a list of the 50 wackest rappers in Las Vegas. And some guy tags me and he goes, "Did you make this list, my boy?" And I thought he meant, "Did I make the list?" Because I get trolled sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, like we all do.
Like,
everybody
were
gets,
you on the
everybody
list?
Gets trolled. Well, that's what I thought he meant.
Okay.
And I don't know whether my radar was up towards that or whatever. And I was just like, "Oh, great, I'm being trolled." So I just replied back, "Probably." You know what I mean? Because great. Okay, great. I'm one of the 50 wackest rappers. Whatever. What do I care?
Yeah.
And so I wrote back, "Probably." Then all of a sudden it goes, and it starts spreading that, no, I didn't make the list. I made the list.
Yeah.
Like I was the one who wrote the
who
list.
Who created it.
Who created the list. And that, yeah, things got tense for a couple of
minutes. So you had to backtrack. You're like, no, just to clarify,
Yeah, I thought you were asked,
I do agree with number 28. Wow.
I tried to put the toothpaste back in the tube, and all I said was, I think it's great because a lot of cities, you couldn't name 50 rappers that were in that city.
True.
So, you know, so it's good that there's a scene, but I am not part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Scale of 1 to 10, how stoked are you that Disney Plus is out today?
3.
You don't care?
No, because it's another streaming service. I don't got any money for the streaming services I have.
Yeah, you do. You get $9.
I got Netflix and Hulu.
Maybe
and
one less whiskey. Maybe Amazon. A little less gambling,
no.
Sir.
No.
You cut back on that, you could have Lizzie McGuire for hours.
Yeah, if you want me to dip into that, I definitely don't have any money.
So maybe you start with somebody else on this one.
No, I'm just curious. Are you stoked?
I'm on like a 9 out of 10 right
now. Yeah.
And it's mainly because we haven't purchased our Disney Plus yet, but I guarantee you it will be a discussion tonight over dinner whether or not we're going to purchase it today or tomorrow.
And like if you pull it up right now, is there something happening?
I don't know.
Or when does it launch? What time does it launch?
All I know is the Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars thing.
That's
they showed
what they call that thing. Yeah, the Golden Knights helmet guy.
The Mandalay Bayonian, whatever it is.
Whatever that is.
I saw the preview during halftime last night. I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah.
It's funny because that preview has been out, but there's been no audio with it. There's just been the fight scene.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the setup last night on Monday Night Football was like, okay. Well, that's different. Here's what's funny. And I love Disney. I love all things Disney. And one of my favorite things in the world is when we get to go do those live broadcasts and stuff. It's a blast.
It is.
Love Disney. I don't think I cared much about Disney Plus till last night. And then I went, I gotta get me some of this.
Yeah.
It just sounds good. And same company, ESPN Plus. I think they sucked me in. Yes, just yesterday. Like my whole mindset shifted on. Are you excited, Lil Jess, for Disney Plus?
I am. And it looks like you can like try it for $6.99
yeah.
a month. So am I getting all the Disney movies included in this? Because if so, then I'm super excited because I want to see Aladdin. I want to see Pollyanna. Like,
yeah.
This is me.
I think the one
I'm
thing...
I'm in for the Lizzie McGuire alone. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And the one thing they're doing, too, that I thought was smart on their part, just because they're zigging while everybody else zags, what's that thing called again?
The Mandalay Bayonian?
The Mandalorian.
Yeah. I already used that joke. Yeah, used that joke twice.
I used it twice.
It's called a callback in comedic circles. It's a callback. That they're not releasing. You know, like on Netflix, they'll release the whole thing,
yeah,
and you can just binge the whole season or whatever. They're not doing it that way on this. They're just going to do it one at a time, one a week.
I wanted all. The thing is, I love it when they drop an entire season to something like on Netflix. They announced You season 2. It's dropping on the 26th of December. They're launching all 10 episodes, and I am so pumped for it.
Is the thought process then they get you to come back more often because then you're waiting for the next one to drop?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's been the traditional thing. I mean, every Sunday for Game of Thrones was like, ugh.
Yeah. So there's got to be some advantage to that.
I'd imagine there is.
Anyway, yeah, people are all excited.
Yeah,
people are so excited. Disney. Also, 23 days until Toy Drive.
Goodness.
23 days until Toy Drive. Now, Kayla, we generally funnel all of the celebrities and the stuff like that all through Kayla. What do you think is the number one most asked question that you get this time of the year?
What can I bring?
And that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Do you also get a lot of people that ask you, because they come to me for a lot of this stuff too, obviously. What's the best day and when is the best time? It's 24/7, kids.
Yeah.
Whatever your best time is.
Yeah.
Whatever your best day is.
Here are the two things. If you're trying to get some airtime, you might want to question your motivation for Toy Drive, but that's okay. We understand how it works. Some folks want to come and they want to be on the radio. Come during our show.
Yeah.
Show up between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. And the earlier, the better. Show up between 6 and 9. That's the best way to do that.
Confirmed.
And then after the show, I mean, we're on until 10, but honestly, it's better between 6 and 9. Then after the show, I'll do breaks at about 20 minutes before the hour. That sounds official, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
At about 20 minutes before the hour, then we do a little live broadcast. And if you're there, awesome. If you're not, okay, too. Then you have to wait for the next one. If that's your motivation.
Yes.
I just thought I'd start putting that in people's heads now because they're asking now.
Yeah.
In fact, while Khalid plays, I'm going to go return 4 emails right at the moment. But Toy Drive is in 23 days. Chet Buchanan Show is on now with the first pick next. 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so again, Toy Drive. 23 days. Let me run this by you. Just make sure this is good. As you know, because the question was, did you receive the email? Blah, blah, blah. I'm following up with stuff. My client wants to come by. They're donating a whole bunch of stuff. So those Marvel Avengers station people, and they have a new thing called Hunger Games, the exhibition, which I want to go to because I love Hunger
Games. Sounds fun, yeah.
I love it. So they want to come by. Which day during Toy Drive would work best? So I'm writing back, and this will probably be the standard response. As you know, you can come to Toy Drive whenever you would like. We will do our best to make room for you as efficiently as possible. There is no one day that is better than any other. The earlier in the morning, the better. The last day is chaos. So it's usually better to avoid that mess. See you soon. Thank you for supporting our community. Good?
Sounds good.
Anything
awesome.
Else?
I think that's it.
Do you want me to put a little note on the end? Stop bothering me. Email Kayla.
If you want to.
Well, it's always, honestly, and it works better for them to email you as well, because I like the surprise.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the surprise.
So how it works is, like, we have a lot of people that reach out ahead of time and put together a schedule.
Yeah, that's what we were talking
about.
Honestly, it doesn't matter for you. You show up whenever you want.
Exactly.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starts in 23 days.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's just littered with Thanksgiving low-hanging fruit right now. All through all of the different things, all the different places that we go to prep, all the different sites and all of that stuff, it's all basic Thanksgiving questions. So let's just go ahead and get it out of the way now. 702-364-9890. The beauty, little Jess, we just need one.
Okay.
Caller number 25. Caller number 25. You take our low-hanging fruit Thanksgiving quiz.
All right.
For the first pick. Alessia Carr, tickets for Friday at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. If you're in the mood and you're ready to go, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the residency, November 22nd, the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. I can guarantee you that Mariah Carey will be prompt. You know what? After this Madonna mess.
After she saw the Madonna thing? Man,
are you kidding me? Those people at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, they'll have hands on her. You know what I mean? They'll be shoving her out there at the appointed time. There will be no 2 hours late of that, you know, kind of mess with Madonna. So if you would like to choose the tickets, Look at that. Phone's already blowing up. Why don't I just hit this button? Then?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Thanksgiving's coming. Because if Toy Drive is 23 days away, that means Thanksgiving is 16 days away.
Yep.
Dang, 2 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving. 3 weeks from Thursday is Toy Drive. What the is going on? Crazy. So for the first pick today, all the low-hanging fruit stuff is out there. All the super easy topics. JJ in Silverado Ranch, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good. Number one, and this stuff always shows up, what is the Thanksgiving food that everybody else seems to love, but you just absolutely hate?
The jelly cranberry.
I don't get it, man. That's and my see, I favorite
don't get,
thing.
I don't get you cranberry, like traditional cranberry lovers that like the cranberry in the jelly. I want just the jelly cranberry.
That's,
what?
Yeah.
Like the, you know, traditional cranberry sauce where it's got the cranberries in it. I don't want that.
The actual whole cranberry.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. I want the jellied cranberry.
Yeah,
that's
just
it.
That. Me too.
And I want the sound of it dumping out of the can into a bowl.
Yeah. I want the can ridges there. If you feel the need to slice it, that's fine. I'll just take three. Oh no, I love that. Ever since I was a kid, I've loved it.
Now, for me, it's green bean casserole. It's vile. I don't know how anybody eats it.
Love it.
Can't do green bean casserole.
Anything smothered in cream and mushroom sauce, I'm always in on.
Or
so,
soup.
Yeah, cream and mushroom soup. So, no, I'll always eat that.
Well, Jess, Thanksgiving food that everybody loves that you just hate?
I don't necessarily hate it, but I wouldn't pick it, is the cranberry sauce.
How?
I don't do it either.
How do you prepare your turkey? JJ, how do you prepare your turkey?
This year, I'm going to do a fried turkey for the first time.
I'm so mad they're not letting me fry one this year.
Oh,
my brother-in-law has taken over. Because, and I'll tell you why. Because the last 2 years, I have fried a turkey. They have been perfect both times. Nailed it. Might be one of my greatest achievements in life. Not once, but twice, I nailed the Thanksgiving turkey. And the one last year was better than 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's like, well, I'm taking over this year. We're having baked turkey.
All right, you need to do a baked fried turkey on the side, Jack.
Yeah.
There's only three of us. Only four of us. No, it's too much. It's too much. It's wasteful. Wasteful at that point. Have you ever had a fight at your house for Thanksgiving? Because everybody talks about that. That's a big morning radio show thing.
Uh-huh.
About fights at Thanksgiving. I've celebrated Thanksgiving for most of my life. And I don't remember. The only time I ever remember any drama, and I'm not sure even if it was Thanksgiving or not, is when I got old enough and when all of us kids got old enough, we started bailing on the adults and going to see a movie. And we started doing that when my oldest cousin's a year older than me. So I was like 15. And we started doing it, you know, then, and it went on for 3 or 4 years. My mom was mad. And I said, why are you mad about this? You want us kids just to sit around while you guys talk adult stuff? Who cares?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I'm mad because you won't take me with you. It's a true story.
The only time I've ever experienced that is one of my uncles was late, and I'm talking like 2 hours late. So we held off having dinner for as long as we possibly could, but we ended up eating without him. And he showed up, and he got mad that we didn't wait longer for him. I go, you're 2 hours late!
You were the one that yelled at your uncle?
No, my dad obviously
did. Okay,
because
I was going to say, I can't imagine little Kayla deciding that you're taking up the fight.
But the point that he came in and he tried to start a fight Thanksgiving.
No. We don't fight. We don't fight. We just don't.
Do you have semi-raised voice conversations about politics?
No.
No.
No. Nope.
JJ,
do
you fight at your house, JJ?
We did it 1 year, and actually it was kind of funny that you said everyone going to the movies, because that's actually what our fight was about, and it was with my brother. And we actually got in a physical fight over us wanting to go to the movies, so we did not have to sit there and be bored as hell before we turned on the Christmas lights after dinner.
Yeah, once the football is over, and you've eaten, and if you're into the parade, that's in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So who cares? Last question. the people at Reynolds Wrap, who always find a way to get their name in the news for Thanksgiving.
Good job. It worked.
Yeah, again. they've released their annual Thanksgiving recipes. One of their ideas, a mac and cheese turkey. Basically, you crack open a box of mac and cheese, coat the turkey in the powdered cheese, and then serve it over the noodles.
Are you
doing that?
I'm not going to do that, no. Because I've never fried macaroni and cheese before.
No, but if you showed up, let me rephrase. If you show up at somebody's house and they've got mac and cheese turkey, aren't you like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Do this on your own time.
I'll try it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be the main thing. If you, again, made a small turkey on the side, maybe I'd try it. But if you make the traditional turkey that everyone's eating, mac and cheese turkey, I'm going to be pissed.
I think Reynolds Wrap is trying to cause that family fight.
Right, yeah, right? They're trying to get people to just throw hands. What would you like? Mariah Carey tickets, Alessia Cara tickets, or we've got tickets for John Cena's movie Playing with Fire if you want those instead. What do you want?
Alessia Cara.
You got it, brother. And if we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you.
Hey, guys, one day.
It's a law. There's no talking over the jingle. So you said one more thing, and then I made you quiet. So, yes, one more thing. What?
Drive. It's for Toy Drive. Sunset Park, 11 to 2. We are collecting toys for Chet Buchanan's Toy Drive for Pokemon Go.
Wait, very what?
Cool. You're playing Pokemon Go at Sunset Park when?
11 to 2 on Saturday. It is community day for Pokemon Go. We get hundreds of people out there, and we have it
still?
All posted all over Facebook. Yep, still.
In 2019, you still get
that
hundreds of people for Pokemon Go?
That's awesome.
That is correct. I will tag you, Chet, and I will send you the information so you could just see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste your time.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I want to circle back to that, the top five Thanksgiving foods we secretly hate but still eat, because I told you, it's the low-hanging fruits all over the place. People are publishing these kind of lists all over.
Love it.
The canned cranberry sauce. If you don't like it, why do you eat it? I don't get it. Like, nearly a third of people said that they don't like it, but they'll still. Do you still eat it?
Well, no,
you
don't.
Ain't nobody making you do nothing. You don't want to. Ain't nobody doing. Nobody makes Lil Jess do nothing. She don't want to. But some people would, I guess, to be polite.
My parents used to get me my own can of cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving and stuff, because it was my favorite thing. I'd eat just buckets of it.
Yes,
awesome.
You have a limited belly space. Limited belly space for Thanksgiving. I'm not wasting it on stuff I don't like.
Sadly, yeah. As I've come to note, my belly expands.
Unlimited belly space.
Yes. Green bean casserole is number two on that list of food that everybody hates at Thanksgiving, but they still eat.
I love my mom's.
Yeah, man.
What's so special about it?
Because maybe it's her touch of it. Mom. I don't know. Right. It's your mom. It's good.
It's your oven. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just the way it comes out. And what's so tough about green bean casserole? Green beans, mushroom soup, some of them
bread crumbs,
French fried onions.
The French fried onions go on top. I don't trust people who don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, I don't like sweet potatoes.
I don't like sweet potatoes either.
Well,
okay.
I believe a line. I believe a line has been drawn in the sand. I didn't really mean that. I trust you guys implicitly.
Yeah. And especially when they put the marshmallow fluff on it, or the marshmallows, and they melt them or whatever it is. I'm like, bam.
I don't need all that, but I like sweet potatoes. Pumpkin pie, you okay with that?
I hate pie. I don't like pie.
In general, you're
I don't eat pie.
You're a pieist?
I'm a pieist. Yes. No, I won't eat pie.
An anti-pie-ite.
There's a parade. Yeah. Somebody, there's a march. We're down with pie. I hate pie. All kinds of pie.
Any pie. Doesn't matter. I just don't like pie.
Why don't you like pie?
I don't know. I think it's the crust or something like that. But, like, no, pie is gross. And especially pumpkin pie. Ooh.
Crust is the best part, Kayla.
I know. Yeah. I do like apple cobbler, but, like, that's not pie. I don't know why.
One in five people secretly hate eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
I don't know who these people are, but they're not American and they should be banished. Build a wall around those people.
Yeah, around the turkey people, around the anti-turkeyites. You know what? You guys all should get together, the anti-pieites and the anti-turkeyists.
Don't you lump us in with the anti-turkeyists.
No, I think you're cut from the same cloth.
1 year we had tri-tip along with the turkey.
Oh, sure.
The tri-tip was gone.
Dude, we used to do lamb in my house.
Yeah. We had shrimp and grits 1 year. That was amazing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. The adding, too.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Don't take away.
Yeah.
The adding is
fine. Do we eat leftovers?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's the saddest thing about never really hosting Thanksgiving and hitting, you know, three different ones on Thanksgiving Day. Is the turkey sandwich after the day after.
Amberly doesn't send you home with a ton of leftovers?
She always offers, but I always feel like it's not my...
I bring my
obviously
containers.
Obviously, Amberly's friend of ours.
You don't do a little mini one? We do a mini Thanksgiving along with the actual Thanksgiving.
Along with the Friendsgiving?
Yeah, my mom is on it. Like, she'll make a little one for us, so we make sure we have our
Maybe
leftovers.
Your mom can come to my house and prepare it. You know?
One final random thing. For some reason, and I'll tell you why, but because everybody makes hors d'oeuvres, you know, for your Thanksgiving festivities, because you got to eat before you eat.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
We buy more Cheese Whiz around Thanksgiving than any other time of the year. In the lead up to last year, Cheese Whiz sales went up 158%.
Yeah, that's...
You're anti-Cheese Whiz, too?
If you made me queso, I'd be in on queso. Yes. Cheese Whiz for the holidays? No. Gross.
Wait, so no... What'd you say?
No pie.
No pie.
And no Cheese Whiz.
There was something else, too.
Cranberry sauce that has cranberries in it.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, you're good on that.
Those people need their own island.
No.
Those people that like that need their own island.
We reevaluate our relationship.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Get a good feeling. Yeah.
So once again, happy Veterans Day, and thank you to everybody who is serving and who has served. And I'm not sure anybody had a better Veterans Day than this guy. 70-year-old Ernest Dodson served in the U.S. Army. He lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he just came forward after winning $250,000 in the North Carolina lottery.
Wow. Dang, all right.
Bought a cash five ticket for $1 last Thursday. Didn't realize he'd won it until Friday. And lottery officials announced his win yesterday on Veterans Day.
That's cool.
He won just under $277,000, took home just shy of $200,000 of that after taxes. Says he is going to use the money to pay off his house, his car, buy a new TV, and he can't believe he's 70 years old. He thought he would never be debt-free. And at 70 years old, he is now finally debt-free.
That's amazing.
Wonderful. And he hopes to be able to donate back and help veterans' causes and all that. So happy Veterans Day.
That's cool.
It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
We got a big old concert announcement coming up in just a second, and the very, 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 very first pair of tickets available to anybody in Las Vegas coming up in just... What'd you just say?
Deck the halls like Chip and Joanna are watching.
Did you see that?
It's on social media, and it made me giggle so hard. But it's so true. Life goals, they decorate like...
No pressure. No pressure on this. It's funny you would bring that up because I literally just saw this story. It takes someone 38 seconds to judge your home, and they're judging them on these 10 factors almost immediately.
Okay.
The smell, the temperature, whether or not your carpets have been vacuumed, how comfortable the furniture is, if there are dirty dishes in the sink, dirty windows, what books you have on display, whether the furniture looks worn out or not, the color of the walls and how dusty it is. That quick. When it comes to holiday guests, they judge the size of your Christmas tree. More than half of people say that they pull out all the stops to give their home a thorough fix-up going into the holiday season, making even small home improvements like painting. Oh my God. Replacing light bulbs and installing extra storage in order to impress anyone who might be coming over. Study also found that respondents believe that their mother-in-law will be the judgiest. But despite all of that, friends are the people that you want to impress the most.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was
Yeah, it is interesting.
All right, cool. You ready?
Yeah.
We are going to turn this over to a pre-produced announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, here we excited.
Yeah,
New Year's Eve. Look out, Las Vegas.
New Year's Eve, inside the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. 98.5 KLUC and radio.com present
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Amazing.
From 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, that's solid. That's huge. That's huge.
So great.
That's going to be a party.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be a party. Again, 98.5 KLUC and radio.com present Lizzo. New Year's Eve, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets go on sale
this Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hot debate on the internet this morning. Hot debate. You ready for this? So dumb. So dumb. When you load the dishwasher, does the silverware point up or down? How do you roll? Spence.
All silverware points up except knives. Knives down, everything else up.
Little Jess.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Everything.
Knife down, everything else up.
Kayla.
Everything's up.
Oh, everything. Dangerous.
I used to be an everything up guy. And then I had read a thing that said that you're supposed to just kind of like sum up, sum down, spoons, forks, whatever, because the forks will all go together, and then they'll fork together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the spoons will spoon together.
Yeah, okay.
So you got to sum up, sum down.
That makes sense.
It makes sense what you're talking about the knife. According to a dishwasher expert. This guy named Ashley Iredale has a degree in industrial design. He makes a living writing about appliances like dishwashers and washing machines.
Huh.
And he says it does matter. Silver, if you want to do it right, silverware should be pointing down so the handles are at the top, kind of like what Spence was saying to and Lil Jess too. It's a little safer, especially with the knives, because it's easier for you to cut yourself. Pay attention. Don't just jam your hand in the dish.
Thank you.
Just watch what you're doing.
Accidents happen.
We got things to do.
Are you really in that big a hurry?
Yeah, I hate unloading that damn dishwasher.
They also say it's just more hygienic. If the silverware is facing down, you're only touching the handle.
Right.
So the part of the spoon or the fork that goes in your mouth won't get your grimy little fingers up.
Oh, that's true.
Some people think that putting them the other way, where it's the silverware up, gets them cleaner. Because it might be true with some dishwashers, but it's like 2019, people. Mm. It's not like we're going out and, you know, beating them in the river against a rock or anything. Like I said, it was just dumb.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Obviously, we're not going to mention any names, but we were just discussing something that somebody in the office did post-Halloween, and I don't believe I've ever done this in my life, but apparently it's a thing. Who wants to tell the story?
I'll tell it. I happened to see this, that there was a return package to Amazon at the front, and I asked the person who put it there, I said, what are you returning? I don't know why I was being so nosy.
You're just being making conversation.
I looked at the packages.
Sure.
Yeah.
I looked at the packages. I'm like, I want the package.
I did the same thing. I go, I want the package.
And the other thing, too, is that there's part of you that goes, they're returning something. I wonder if it's an inferior product. I want to make sure I don't order that.
Well, I was told it was a Halloween costume that they were returning. And I'm like, immediately, my ethical alarms go off.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Did you
wear this costume?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, but only once. And I'm like, and how many other times do you wear it on Halloween?
Right. You know, right.
Yeah. Right. She goes, well, we only wore it once. And I am not spending $40 on this. So I'm returning it for full value or full refund. I'm like, I don't think that's right. I got it.
This seems not right. But then, Jess, you do this all the time.
I do it all the time.
All the time.
Do you really?
All the time, especially if an outfit is over $50 and I only need it for one night. Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tuck the tags and away you
go. Tuck the tags, because they've gotten real smart about you need to have the tags on in order to return it.
That's amazing. My ethical alarms go off as well. I could never do it. No. Well, because I feel like I'd get caught. That's my biggest issue. I'm like, I know I'm going to get a stain on this somewhere. I'm not going to see it. I'm going to return it. And they're going to get mad at me.
I mean, the worst they could say is
from Amazon.
I'm actually surprised she's able to return a Halloween costume, because usually they don't let you return them at all after a certain
date. It would make sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you
don't they?
Right. I have to.
But do they care? The thing is, no, they care. I bet you. They have no way of proving it unless they went on your social media and saw you posting about it.
I don't think they care. No. I would think the number of people that actually are doing this is probably in the millions.
Yeah, right?
My thought is, do you think that we could ever get anybody to admit that they do this? Besides Jess. Jess don't care.
What I love is she goes, if I'm going to wear it one night, she's out of the club dancing, sweating it. That was the best.
You guys, I'm sorry you couldn't see it. I said, Jess don't care. And we all kind of looked over at her and she's like, yeah, whatever.
When you go to those like Halloween shops and they say you can't, final sale. This makes perfect sense. And why they're always closed down right on November 1st. So you can't return any of that stuff. So Amazon's, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'm going to order my costume from Amazon from now on.
So you can return it?
Yeah, but you'll never return it.
No, I won't.
America's hall monitor. You have a reputation to uphold.
I can be dangerous at times, but I don't feel like I would do this, unfortunately.
What's the most dangerous thing you've done since Labor Day?
I don't know. I'm kind
of nothing.
Curse.
The answer is nothing.
No.
But it's important to note, I can be dangerous at times. I won't dare wear something once and then return it.
No.
That's too dangerous.
I don't know.
I mean, and there is kind of an ethical piece to me. Like, I wouldn't return a bathing suit. Like, there's certain things like I wouldn't.
Well, thank you for that.
No draws.
Sometimes, true story, sometimes when I'm in a dressing room, yeah, I know, right? The password is SHIELD. sometimes when I'm in a dressing room, it will cross my mind that I may not be the first person who's put these pants on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my boys are next to your boys. Ew. Ew. Somebody else's boys.
Keep the boys separated.
Yeah. All right, fine. Through this, it spurred a game.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So somebody in the office was returning something back to Amazon, spent C's package up front. Just, hey, so I saw you return. What are you returning? Just making conversation. Talking. Not nosy, Jess. Just making conversation. Nah. It's pleasant. It's nice. It's, you know.
It's a little nosy.
Getting to know about people. Whatever. Turns out they're returning a Halloween costume. Well, I only wore it once. Which is fantastic. This is a thing. This happens. Yahtzee, you've done this before.
Yes. So a few years ago, we were doing holiday pictures, and me and Dad already had what we were going to wear. We had, you know, pulled stuff from our closet, but Lily didn't have anything to match with the color schemes that we were wearing. So I went out and I bought her two different outfits that she hated, so she wasn't going to wear them again. And I said, she's not wearing them for anything else other than the picture. We literally got there, I put them on her, pulled it off, I put it right back in the bag, and then I took it back the next day.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
And nobody even batted an eye, did they? Nobody even blinked.
She didn't even do anything in it. She wore it for like 5 minutes, and then like the other one she wore it for 5 minutes as well. And I was like, she doesn't, like, if she would have liked them, then I would have kept them because she would have worn them again. But Lily is very picky to what she wears, and if she doesn't like it, like as she sees it in the store, she's not going to wear it again.
Different for me with the Halloween costume, because our friend,
thank you,
our coworker, legitimately wore this for Halloween night and then is returning it. I just feel like it's different for
some reason. Same. It's Christmas photos and that. Yeah. And by the way, why did you just downgrade them? You said friend and then you said coworker.
I don't want to.
All of a sudden you just went.
Yeah.
Why? Because people will go, well.
Kayla only has one friend in the building, so we know who it is now. No.
There's three of us in this room. Yeah. What are you saying?
Who's the lucky one?
I'm just kidding.
I've always known I'm at the bottom of her list.
Oh,
I've always known.
No.
I'm okay with it. I like to know where I stand with people.
No. My contention with this whole Amazon thing is that they don't care. They really don't. That they just, at the end of the day, they don't care.
Cost of doing business.
So similarly, but different. Our buddy Reyes, who's gearing up for Toy Drive, he's actually working for Help Us Southern Nevada now. But in previous life, he used to work for who?
Target Guest Services.
And how much do you actually care? How deep is that investigation when somebody returns an item?
It depends on what it is, you know. We've had everything, well, at least I have returned everything under the sun. So think about it really hard, and it's been returned to Target.
I don't think you answered the question, though. How deep is the investigation into, like if somebody brings back an item of clothing, and
back an item of clothing, Target has a secret tag inside there where we verify the numbers to make sure it matches. If they don't have a tag, and then we verify it with the receipt or with their.
Why do I feel like Chris Hansen on To Catch a Predator right now that I'm trying to get the information out of him? So you secret tags and whatever.
Do you like look up and down it to see if it's been worn?
If Kayla wore a spaghetti strap top and decided the next day that she wanted it, she wore it that night and it was great and it was fine. There's no stains, mm-hmm. no rips, no nothing. She tucked the tag and she decided the next day that she was going to live the wild life and return her Target top. Would you know or care if she'd actually worn it?
Yes, I would know, because it would probably smell like perfume or deodorant.
That's what I was going to ask. Would it change your mind if it smelled like cigarettes and perfume?
If you
wore it out that night, say to the club, it's going to smell like perfume, deodorant, cigarettes. Weed, whatever you do.
Yeah, but you're not taking the garment. Okay, so while Kayla's standing right in front of you, which, by the way, you might do this.
I've actually helped Kayla. I returned a few times.
You might actually do this if it was Kayla. Are you going to take the garment and just put it in front of your face and take a big old whiff? Well, it smells like you've been to Buffalo Wild Wings. You
know? Yeah, and would that not be the creepiest thing ever?
Yeah. Excuse me, I can't take this back. It smells like blah, blah, blah. You don't care. You're making 15, 18, 20 bucks. You don't care. You just want this person, you want to be able to process the transaction and not have them yell at you.
I returned a pair of 5-year-old jeans that were not washed because the manager told me to do it.
Oh my God!
Right. Ugh. So that's my point the whole way through this.
But you don't really care.
Smell
it, right? I mean, we're not going to have to put our face in there, you know. But if it smells or anything like that, we still have to return it. We just won't put it back on the shelf. It'll just go into the bin.
What do I care what you do with it once you've... If you've given me my money back, what you do after that is your business.
My problem.
Then they also have to remember, too, like, if they don't have the proper documentation to return it, they're going to get a sale price, instead of the full price, and then that starts a whole other deal.
You know what? That's the price of doing business sometimes, too. Yeah. Yeah. No, but you're right.
You wait 5 years to return jeans, you might get a little bit of a hit on that.
All right, Reyes, we got to go. We'll see you at Toy Drive.
See you guys.
Right, we'll see you. Hang on. This is running way too late, but John and Henderson, you wore a what and returned it?
I wore a cup, and I returned it.
Aww.
Like baseball? Like protection?
Yeah, like a football, you know, baseball cup. Yep. Not the proudest moment.
You have no soul, sir. None.
Why did you return it? It's like $4. How much
it's
is
too big?
How much are those?
No. This was like the legit Target one. You know, it was like $12, and of course, I only wore it for like the day at work for the Halloween party. When I returned it, I was like, oh yeah, I bought it for my kid, but I didn't realize I bought the adult size.
I don't know if you. Yeah, I don't know if you heard what Spence said initially. Please. Please pay attention to what Spence did. Once again, sir.
You returned it because it was too big.
That's a fact.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. All right. Have a great day, John. You're a good sport. We'll see you.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
No, and that's true. And if you don't have a radio where, you know, like where you work or whatever, because it's just, it popped up last week. My wife was getting her nails done, her eyelashes, or it was her eyelashes. And they were listening to like some cuckoo podcast. And somebody had tipped her off, had tipped them off that she was my wife.
Yeah.
Her friend that recommended the place to hers, you know, it said, oh yeah, it's Chet Buchanan's wife. Like, who cares? but they listen. They listen in the morning and they were, you know, they're pretty pumped that my wife was in there. And so she goes, well, that's great. You know, you could still listen now. You know what I mean? And they were like, yeah, we don't have a radio. And they were listening to like true crime, you know, true crime podcast.
Yes.
They were listening to that and they were totally into it. My wife was like, yeah, you know, if you're listening to this, you can listen to radio.com. And they were mind blown.
That's awesome.
So yes, use radio.com app, search 98.5 KLUC. We there. Mm-hmm. If you're there, we're there. You know what I'm saying? So through this whole thing of talking about the Amazon return, okay, the wear it once and then return it to Amazon. And by the way, if you can get away with returning it face to face, what is Amazon? So if in fact they get this Halloween costume back, somebody from Amazon goes, hey, this isn't right. Obviously, they don't give you a refund.
Yes.
Right?
I don't think.
Obviously, they don't give you a refund. If they think that you've already worn it, you know, and damaged the item or whatever, and they go, hey, this isn't right. You shouldn't be returning it. They're not going to give you a refund. Are they going to send you, then are they going to turn back around and send it back to you? Or are they just going to confiscate the item? That's not cool either.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
You know, because if you go to, for example, using the Target example again, if you go into Target and they go, we can't take this back. You know what I mean? You're just like, okay. And, you know, some people might argue or whatever, but then you take your stuff and you leave.
I have a feeling Amazon would probably give you credit just because they don't have that face-to-face interaction to be like, no, we're not going to return it.
Right. So they give you like a partial. They'd keep the thing anyway. So they're still making money off you.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, that's probably how. Just saying,
that's like a negotiation. You go into it and you're like, well, we'll give you 30% back. You're like, I want 60%.
Yeah, that's not right. So we were kind of researching this whole thing. It sent us down the rabbit hole that is Amazon. Stumbled on a story about an item that they had pulled down. It's a shirt that either men or women could wear. It had an objectionable phrase on the front. They pulled it down, made the news. Amazon is taking this off the site. Oh my God. Daddy's little, rhymes with rut.
Yeah.
It was a kid's shirt, by the way. And it was up since June. It was a kid's shirt.
Yeah.
And it was up since June. And finally somebody got into someone's ear and said,
a kid's shirt.
They had so many complaints in that comment section.
So through that, we were like, what else is on Amazon? We haven't come up with an actual name for the game yet. It started out as Amazon or Not. Then it went to Amazon or Not Azon. Amazon or
Flim Flamazon.
had another one, and I can't remember what it was. Was it Amazon or No Way is on Amazon? You get the idea.
Yeah, right?
You get the idea. We'll give you an item. You tell us whether it's an actual... Lil Jess, are you ready? You want to play the game?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't think... Do you have this email up?
No.
Okay, good. No, that's good. Radioactive uranium core used for testing Geiger counters and for performing nuclear experiments. Is that Amazon or... Are you effing kidding me, Azan? No.
Not bad.
Is that an actual Amazon product or not?
I'm going to go with an Amazon product.
It is an Amazon product.
My God.
You can buy a radioactive uranium core. I don't think it's enough that you could blow anything up or what. Yeah, I don't know how it all works on that end.
You're not going to get any type of radioactive poisoning or anything, no.
Yeah, if ISIS reforms, I don't think they're able to go on Amazon and buy... radioactive uranium. But what was the question?
How much is my uranium active core?
Yeah, $39.99. True story. $39.99. Hey, listen, if you want to play our stupid little game and you would like to go see Mariah Carey and her All I Want for Christmas Is You residency heading into Thanksgiving, November 22nd at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Why don't you be caller number 25 right now, 702-364-9898. Good luck.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
It's time to play. What is it? Amazon or what?
Amazon or Flim Flam?
Flim Flam. Why not? Who is our contestant, Lil Jess?
Linda Brown from the Northwest.
Oh, my God.
Linda Brown.
Hi, Linda Brown.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Do you just do that now? I mean, because the way this... Didn't this all start that you would talk like that? She's been doing this forever. Linda, it started you would talk like that because you were trying not to get fired at work, right?
Same. Still.
Okay, good. It's funny, though. She's picked up some fans along the way. So they're like, no, seriously. And I can think of three different people right now that'll be hitting me up after this bit. Hey, is she on social media?
Yeah, right.
Just slide into those DMs if you don't mind. Linda.
Yes?
Your first item up for bids. A wall decal of senior citizens in a golf cart. An 18-inch by 12-inch peel and stick graphic. For $21.96, also available, a wall decal of a senior woman with asthma and inhaler. Is that Amazon or Flim Flamazon?
Flim Flamazon.
That is an actual Amazon item. Ooh. You can go on and buy a wall decal of senior citizens in a golf cart.
I love it.
And stick it wherever you like. All right, no points there. Kayla, item number two, please.
Abraham Lincoln themed booty shorts with Abe emblazoned across the back and an image of the 16th president on the front. You can show your patriotism in
No.
And that thing in the back.
Is that Amazon or... No Way is on.
I can see that. I'd say Amazon.
No, made that one up. No, and Spence wrote that one. That's why it got inappropriate towards the end. Let's watch.
That was for the room.
Oh, that wasn't intended, right?
No. I just figure the professionalism of those involved wouldn't read such things, but...
Wait a minute.
I would have read it.
Take a look around this room for a second. That's, yeah. Item number three, Spence.
Linda, donkey snot wheel bearing grease. Made from real donkey. Donkey snot is the world's most effective bearing grease.
Is that Amazon or you got to be kidding me, Azan?
I hope it's you got to be kidding me.
That yeah, it's you got to be kidding me, Azan. No, although that makes sense. Honestly. Donkey snot wheel grease?
I wanted to put something in there. Donkey snot is the most slippery item on the planet.
What
or
a
something.
Great name.
Right?
For some sort of lube.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. You ready, Linda? A real human finger. It's from Skulls Unlimited, an actual metacarpal bone. These are real bone and may have minor natural imperfections, as found in all living species. $15. You can also get fibula and rib bones. Is that Amazon or you must be joking, Azan?
You must be joking us on.
No, you can buy a real human finger
That's
on Amazon.
That's disgusting.
And it really is just $15, and you really can get fibula and rib bones on Amazon. So far, Linda, by my count, is 1 for 4. 1 for 5. Yeah, 1 for 4. Item number 5, Kayla.
Dancing with Cats book. A book that captures the original mystery and magic of cat dancing.
How much does it cost?
$13.22, Chet.
Is that Amazon or... Aw, cats are so cute, Azan.
You know, I'm doing horrible at this, but I can see some cat lovers getting that, so I'm going to say Amazon.
It's an actual book on Amazon.
Yeah,
it really is, and of course, and of course it is. All right, last one, Spence.
I'm going to skip to the next one if that's cool with
you. Do whatever you'd like to do.
Real Kardashian dust, collected during the first 16 seasons of the E! Reality TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Each jar of Kardashian dust may have enough magic to make you a star. Also available, Musk of Disick.
Is that Amazon or enough already? Amazon.
Enough already.
Yeah, that's not a real product. That's not a real product. Okay, I know I said last one.
Okay, let's do one more.
I want to do two more.
Okay.
No, I want to do three more.
Okay.
I want to do the three of the four on the bottom. One. So if you got the four on the bottom, I want to do 1, 2, and 4. Okay. Earthworm jerky. No artificial coloring, no artificial flavors. I mean, why would you want to ruin the natural taste and color of earthworm? Lots of protein, also not fried. Is that Amazon or Ozon?
I'm going to say Amazon.
You can buy earthworm jerky on Amazon for $13.99.
Yeah.
Kayla, the next one, really quick.
The Wine Rack Bra, a comfortable sports bra with polyurethane bladder, holds 25 ounces of your favorite beverage. $28.99 is the price, Chet.
Is that Amazon or... Well, it makes a lot of sense, Amazon.
Whatever that second one was.
that makes a lot of sense.
An actual Amazon product.
And it makes a lot of sense.
The
I'll
wine rack bra. Heck yes, dude. Heck yes. Two, maybe even three birds with one stone. Pretty good. And finally, Spence?
Nothing. For the person that has everything, nothing. Basically empty packaging. I'm not kidding.
Is that Amazon or really Azan?
I'm going to say really.
No, you can actually buy nothing on Amazon for $9.78. They'll send you a box full of nothing.
It's a piece of cardboard. It's got a round little bubble that looks like there'd be something in it. And there is nothing.
we do love us some Linda Brown. You got Mariah Carey tickets. Congratulations.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I think I have Disney Plus FOMO. Disney Plus coming out today. Everybody's so excited. I'm like, maybe I should have Disney Plus.
You should get it.
It's only... Would you say you found a deal $6.99?
$7, basically. Yeah, $7.
Man.
It's a good deal.
I just had a brilliant idea.
What?
I'm going to find a way for us to give away Disney Plus subscriptions.
That's smart.
I have a thought.
I like that.
Of course, though, in these situations where everybody's excited, this Disney Plus thing is either one of those deals where you go, yay, I'm really stoked about it, or you're like, yeah, I don't care. You know what I mean?
That's true.
If you're hating on Disney Plus coming out, you really need to go take a look in the mirror.
Spence doesn't care. I am at like an all-time high right now because of Lizzie McGuire that's going to be playing.
And I'm somewhere in the middle going, man, maybe I should do this. however, BuzzFeed, of course, BuzzFeed buzzkill, I think. What? A list of titles that shockingly, because Lil Jess asked earlier, is everything going to be there?
Yeah.
And Disney has been saying, yes, everything will be there. Not exactly. BuzzFeed, buzzkill. 55 things that shockingly won't be on Disney+. It's a little over the top, but whatever.
They have to use the word shockingly. It's just how they do it.
Sure. Some of the stuff has to do with licensing and exclusivity deals that they negotiated previously or other rights issues that have not been ironed out. Coco is exclusively streaming on Netflix right now. Enchanted, they could. They just aren't at this point. National Treasure is theirs, but that's on Netflix. Sunny with a Chance, strangely enough.
No?
Missing from this initial run. Now, my thought is they might be holding some stuff back just to...
Got to push in later.
That's you got to freshen it up,
makes
right?
Makes sense, yeah.
Holes will not be on Disney Plus because it's on HBO and HBO Now. Same thing with Mighty Ducks. The 1999 animated Tarzan, they've got to deal with Netflix. Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, HBO. Incredible Hulk. No.
Really?
Yet. Thor, Ragnarok, exclusive deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming, nowhere. Black Panther, Netflix, as are Avengers Infinity War and Ant-Man and the Wasp. So you won't be able to get those there. Spider-Man Far From Home, I'm kind of surprised. Not on Disney Plus there. Toy Story 4, now this is the interesting thing too. Toy Story 4, not streaming anywhere at the moment, but newer things like this, like we were talking about, they'll probably push that out in 2020 later. This is interesting. Deadpool will never be on Disney Plus. Not at least for the
near future.
Because it's rating? Sense.
I would even say intermediate future. Kayla gets it again. Disney is keeping Disney Plus family friendly. And Deadpool might have some objectionable language here and there. R-rated movies will never make the cut.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Star Wars Last Jedi, Netflix. The recent live action versions of Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book, Lion King, Dumbo, and Aladdin. Not there yet. And my God, and if that Little Mermaid thing ever sees the light of day, someone should be fired. Because that thing was god awful. But Disney Plus out today. We're stoked about it. In just a few minutes, right about 8:33 this morning, we'll go commercial free all the way until the end of the show. And with also, what are we, 23 days from Toy Drive?
Yes.
35 days from the end of Toy Drive, which means we must be about, 50 out from Christmas? And the end of the year will be here before you know it. Along with that, the end of the 2010s. And you know all of those, well, what was the greatest of the 2010s? The first of those lists that I've seen is out. I'd like to discuss, because I think it's terrible.
Okay.
Talk about it.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I want to know who these reprehensible, deplorable, disgraceful, shameful, repugnant, unpardonable, unforgivable, insufferable, indefensible, unjustifiable people are that have dared question the Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello relationship. Oh, wait, that was me.
And me too.
Yep.
Not you.
No, well, you've been a believer.
Both of you guys, pointing that out right there, both of you guys didn't believe. I've been a believer all along.
Mm-hmm. We'll discuss in a moment. There's reason to believe. We'll play Senorita, which brought them together in the first place. And then,
I think, what? No, I saw a timeline that would question that completely.
Question what?
When they started.
That part I'm not worried about. All right. The fact of the matter is I believe they're together now. We'll explain why in just a moment. So this list of the best shows of the 2010s, what was the one you asked about? Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, not even nowhere. Game of Thrones, 30. Now, these guys, I've not known, I don't read a lot of stuff from avclub.com. They've never come off snooty to me before.
They're critics, though.
Yeah. Yeah. The top shows of the 2010s, and there's a lot to choose from. So
there's so many channels and so many different venues for TV now.
Yeah, 495 scripted shows aired in 2018 alone.
Wow.
So to try and narrow it down is kind of crazy. But so Game of Thrones 30. Have you ever seen the show Enlightened?
No.
2011, 2013. Barry, which is on HBO. The only reason I know Barry, because didn't it used to come on after Game of Thrones?
It may have. I've heard it's a great show.
I've heard it's really good.
It comes on after something else that I watch. I've never watched Barry. It's got Bill Hader in it from SNL. But yeah, it's supposed to be. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's a funny show.
Have you spent some time with it?
I know it's good.
My wife binge watches it, and now I've gotten into it, and it's funny.
Is it one of the tops ever?
I think if you get into it, it's really good.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the show Justified?
Nope.
No.
Veep is number 20.
Ooh, Veep's awesome. Veep better be, yeah.
But I thought Veep should be a lot higher than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Some show called Review that was on 2014 to 2017. American Crime Story, they included them all as one.
Okay.
American Crime Story, top 20, but still shouldn't it be higher than 18? Rick and Morty, I was glad to see on the list. Don't at me. Rick and Morty's overrated. It's okay.
I've never actually watched it. Yeah, I just hear that there's so many people, it's a cartoon, and they're so obsessed with it.
Yeah, you don't smoke enough weed.
Yeah.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend made the list.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
That's a horrible show.
Better Call Saul. Okay, people like that. That Twin Peaks thing. Yeah. Twin Peaks, The Return, no.
Never watched it.
Community makes sense to me. Hannibal, yuck. We love those movies. That show was terrible.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
Maybe that was the problem. Maybe it's not about the same thing I thought it was supposed to be about. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know. Something called BoJack Horseman?
It's a cartoon on like Adult Swim or something like that. It's supposed to be very funny.
Okay.
I feel like they need to rule out cartoons in this list. I hate cartoons.
Spence will be happy to know Fleabag made it.
It really is awesome.
Fleabag's top 10. 30 Rock's number 9. Bob's Burgers number 8. I get it. What was The Leftovers?
It was a mini series on HBO about what happens after the rapture of who's left behind.
The Good Place, I guess. Isn't that the one that's on CBS?
It's the one, Juliana Margulies. Is that who that is? Well, that's The Good
Wife.
No.
That's
now.
What I was saying. Oh. No, Good Wife. Good Place is the one with Ted Danson. Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe. The Americans, which I love. Parks and Rec, for sure. This show that's on now, Atlanta, is at number 3.
And that's interesting.
I couldn't even tell you where to find it.
I'll have to go watch it. I haven't heard anybody talking about it, but you see like a lot of stuff in my timeline for it. That could just be promoted stuff, though.
So. Well, that's good, because I don't see anything in my timeline, we're two different people. My point is at least somebody's seen something in their timeline.
Yeah.
About.
Are you ready?
Kicking off your workday, commercial free.
Woo-hoo!
On 98.5 KLUC.
Radio.com app's a great way to go on this too. By the way, we had a full-on group rock, paper, scissors, and Spence won, just so you know.
The greatest person in the world.
What you get to do is you get to go last today.
Okay, cool.
I was going to do a college football player who meets a bone marrow recipient. It's really good. A guy named Mark Williamson. It's really cool. Donated his bone marrow. This kid, Rusty Clemens, ended up getting his bone marrow. Saved his life.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, that was good. I'm not doing that one, though. There's a British guy. He's the first guy to run a marathon in all 196 countries. I'm not taking anybody's, am I, right now?
No.
Good, because I was going to do that, and then no. Greatest person in the world? Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks. If you watched Monday Night Football last night, you know why. If you didn't, go back and read some. Yeah. Hashtag three for MVP. You just might be.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla, what you got?
There's a viral video of this guy named Heckley? Whatever.
Heckley
Holland. No, clearly not. Heckley Holland. Mr. Holland lives in Yorktown, Virginia. And a video of him last week went viral because he has a daughter that he is super proud of. Her name is Mackenzie, and she is on the Falcons cheerleading team at their local high school. And Mr. Holland knows every move to her routines. And he got a viral video going of him basically mimicking everything the cheerleaders were doing and then jumping up and down, fist pumping as they were on the sidelines doing all their routines. Any parent that is that dedicated to their child, that you've memorized their routines with them from the stands.
I don't know. It's got a little T.I. flavor to me, Fro, with that. I don't know. But that's another story entirely.
Different completely. So, Mr. Holland, it's adorable. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
Right, fine. Spence wins. He gets to do this one.
Thanks, man. 2018 College Jeopardy champion, Dhruv Gaur from Brown University, is on last night. And he's getting his butt kicked. He's only got $2,000 left. The other two guys, they're at 19-2 and 14-8. And he decides to do this during Final Jeopardy.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Dhruv, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is, we love you out. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5.
Oh, okay. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh, my God.
For him to do that, and there's been some tweets and such saying why he did it, and understand this was filmed the day after Alex was basically had stage 4. So he was a little more emotional than normal.
Sure, after the pancreatic cancer diagnosis.
Right, after the diagnosis. So... just an amazing moment, and why the internet still is a good thing, because that just touches everybody's heart.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Dhruv, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Just saw the weirdest story, but there's nothing to it other than... okay, you know who Amanda Knox is?
Yes.
She went over to Italy. She was studying over in Italy, and they accused her of murdering her roommate. And it looked like the
convicted her, right? And then they overturned it?
Yeah, a bunch of different stuff went on. And it was kind of, the whole thing looked kind of shady. And,
yeah.
And it really just depends on which side you sit on, whether you really believe she did it or not.
Right.
And then you know who Lorena Bobbitt is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. She's the one that chopped off her dude's dude.
And she was, her dude's dude, yes. And she was acquitted due to temporary insanity. After she threw it out the car window, by the way, back in 1993, they are apparently now best friends. Amanda Knox and Lorena Bobbitt. Lorena and I have a lot in common, said Amanda Knox in a TV interview after they held a live show in Washington, D.C. this past weekend for Amanda Knox's part. Are you looking this up? All of a sudden, Spence goes to the keyboard. Yeah. The truth about true crime. The thing that resonates most with me when we both spoke to each other over the phone was how this is a historic moment in the history of shamed and vilified women.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Huh. You know what I mean? Just, is there comment?
I'm not going over to their Friendsgiving. Not at all.
No. Well, Casey Anthony just called. She wants in.
No, it's good.
Thank you.
feels weird laughing about that.
Right? where's Octomom and all this? You know what I mean? Let's get them all together.
Yeah. I was waiting for the Lorena Bobbitt will carve the turkey joke.
Time to find out who's actually been paying attention. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
702-364-9898. Earlier today, I think that qualified as a major announcement.
I agree.
Your New Year's Eve just changed. Why? 702-364-9898. And in exchange, man, we have you all kinds of set up. Mariah Carey is here for the All I Want for Christmas Is You residency on the 22nd. Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Those tickets could be yours if you win the final exam right now. We were noting yesterday that Panini, if it sounds familiar, if the chorus, you're like, chorus, I can't place it. Nirvana. Just enjoying the live version. You shake your head at that. You think I'm mocking because you put the live version in?
It is not the live version.
It's not? What's all the screaming?
That's the part of the music video.
It sounds like a live version with all the screaming.
Well, that's how they perform.
I like
that's
it.
How the 80s and 90s.
I like it.
Was Nirvana the 80s?
I got to be honest with you. And of all of us in this room, who knows that better than me? I got it.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
It's funny. I've never watched that video because I didn't know. Like, I've just heard it off the album.
Yeah.
Heard that song forever off the album. But the funny part about that is obviously they're the same, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Panini and the Nirvana there. To the end that Kurt Cobain got a songwriting credit.
Yeah.
For that. But
Lil Nas X had never heard any Nirvana before that. Just happened to be the same melody that popped into his head.
Well, and it's not like it's, you know, like, wow, that's revolutionary.
No.
You know, or anything like that. But still,
yeah.
That's
funny. Yeah, but good for them for recognizing it, though. You know what I mean? Like, you can't put it out there or else we're going to get blown up.
Head that mess off at the pass.
Exactly.
Is everybody getting sued? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Because he could say that until he was blue in the face and nobody would believe him.
Right? Yeah.
Ever. Would you believe him?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. And there's a chance he did and just doesn't remember it. It just stuck in his head. It's an earworm.
Sure.
Yeah, so
why not?
Give him credit.
Not a live version, huh?
No.
I liked it. Sound like Teen Choice Awards or something like that. And it literally, when we played that, I'm like, Nirvana would never play the Teen Choice Awards.
No, that would be the first pick.
I was at that MTV Awards where the dude threw his guitar up in the air. They weren't, maybe they were playing In Bloom. I don't know. Anyway, dude throws his guitar up in the air. It came down, hit him right in the head.
Oh!
Split his head open.
Yikes.
Ow. Yeah. That's how old I am. I was 7. Little Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Catherine Diaz of Summerlin.
Hey, Catherine, big announcement earlier this morning. New Year's just got a lot different, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, who's coming?
Lizzo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At the Chelsea Theater.
Yay.
Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan on New Year's Eve, and tickets go on sale Friday. We'll have more free ones coming up tomorrow morning, and Catherine's going to go see Mariah Carey. All I Want. Hey, Catherine, did you hear that? Catherine, you're going to go see Mariah Carey. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome
that's
so much.
Fine.
Have a lovely day. So what room are you hiding in so you don't get busted?
I'm at home alone.
Oh, fair enough.
Nice.
Hey, everybody, Catherine's home alone right now.
In the bathroom. I don't know why.
Yeah, hiding in the
bathroom. I've got to decide who I'll take with me. Do I get 2 tickets?
Party at Catherine's house. No, just one. You have to go by yourself, and you're not allowed. No eye contact.
Really?
Yeah, no. And there's rules also. No eye contact. No eye contact, and you're not allowed to speak to anyone. We want you to have an absolutely miserable time.
Write that down, Catherine.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Repeat it back. Yeah, repeat it back. You have to go by yourself, and no what?
No eye contact.
And what about talking to people?
No talking.
Okay. No, like of course her. You oh get God. To. You're the best.
That's okay because I'm kind of quiet anyway.
Oh, no, you should take someone who you love very, very much and have a great time. We got to run, okay?
Okay, thank
hang
you
tight,
so much.
Hang tight 1 second. Talk to Little Jess. By the way, Little Jess on the radio next. We will see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.